Welcome everyone to our Health and Wellness Committee meeting for May 30th. We don't have any citizens, so there won't be any citizen comment unless staff who lives in North Salt Lake wants to comment as a citizen. That's a big no, huh? Okay. Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes from last time?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody want a motion to approve them, or do any changes required?
No changes. Motion to approve.
Do we have a second?
I'll second. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Item number four, discussion of the Trails Series events and calendar for 2024. Mason, do you want to take that?
Yeah, so we did the first one on May 4th. It was actually a lot of fun because we showed up right at 8 o'clock and met with some people then, and we stayed all the way till the end of the kite festival that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the parks committee came, or what is
yeah,
that
Parks
committee?
And Arts.
But they're not a committee,
they're
a board. The Parks
board
came over and helped and spoke, and Peter Wortham was having a lot of fun, I feel like, telling people about the trails and plans for things. And we got some people signed up for the Strava, and I've been watching some people are doing the trail. This month we're doing, or this upcoming one is on Saturday, and I can't make it anymore, but the Parks Board is covering really well. And they're doing a cleanup day as well,
mm-hmm.
at Wild Rose.
Do you need anything from us? Do you need us to get snack bars or water or anything, or is the Parks?
I think the Parks is, I'm talking to Camille Thorpe, and she's taking care of most of that.
Okay.
If you want to show up, hey, how's it going? You're more than welcome to. And then the next one will be July 6th.
Okay. And where is that one?
That one is.
Okay.
It's in my car.
And do you need any support from us for that?
Yeah. So if anybody wants to come and help out, we'll probably just be like an hour or two, like these ones. As well.
Can I get more specific?
Yes.
On that trail? So we're advertising it as the Legacy. Can't remember what you put on your thing. Are we talking about the Legacy Trail, the big parkway, or are we talking about the new loop?
I was thinking
around
just
the park?
The loop. And if anybody feels like they want to count the 3 miles of Legacy in the city, they can. But I was focusing mostly on that loop, because that's new, right?
Yeah, but just I haven't seen it, but it goes around the park.
Yeah, so it'll be less of hike.
No, well, there's the loop around Legacy Park,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the loop that goes through the wetlands.
That's what I wondered. Do we want to do the wetlands trail?
Is the wetlands trail finished? Wasn't that going to be? It is finished now.
It's finished.
That's been there.
Yeah,
there's going to be a park built there at some point. But
I will.
It's a pretty nice walk.
Maybe we'll do that one.
I think that might be.
You could do all three pieces. It's 23 acres around, you know, the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the intent was to do that one because it would be done, and we wanted to highlight it.
That's right. I remember. Yeah, we were waiting on that till it was done.
Well, the park renovation's not done, but there's always been a trail there.
Yeah.
Is there another trail like that's being renovated?
Just
no, you're thinking
park.
Of the right thing. They're
okay.
redoing it. There
okay.
was always
yeah,
a version of it there.
We're renovating
okay.
those three parcels with a new plan. We'll have boardwalks and things. But the trail
itself is
it's
there,
all there,
right?
Is all
paved
there.
And everything.
Yeah, let's do that one.
So that'll help. I just wanted to get more specific. So where do you want to meet them all?
Is there like a parking lot or a trail?
At least
they
may know better.
For the wetlands trail?
Yeah.
So what we did was the Spectrum parking lot last time.
That's a good spot.
Yep, right there. So we just, people can park on the street all along here. But then we were just set up like right there at the front.
Okay.
And then if they want, they can park in the Spectrum parking lot too.
Okay.
And we used, what felt like it was important was the feather flags for the city. So I would set up a table and then the feather flags, so there was a little bit of, like, pay attention to where we are, which you can easily get. I just would go down to the Public Works building and pick them up, like, sometime during the week before.
Okay.
Yeah, we should have thought of that for Saturday.
I
will see if I can find them and get in and get them, because I think that would be good for the whole thing for Saturday.
And early, or the one earlier this month, Mackenzie was there with a little table too to talk about
the general plan.
Yeah, the general plan.
Mm-hmm.
And she had brought a feather flag. I don't know if she's planning on doing this cleanup day.
Is anyone going to that?
No, because we're going to do the Pride and Juneteenth on Mondays,
next
2 Mondays.
I think it would be good to get a feather flag or two up at Wild Rose. So let me see what I can do.
Do you want me to text David and see if his parks guys can do that? Because we have people
on
duty.
Yeah, they asked the other night at Parks and Arts, and I was like, I think we're covered, and I should have thought of that. So
I'll text David.
There's a nice looking one on the corner out here. It's not a city one, but.
Well, we should take that one too, or the kind. Be kind.
So if you need me to get anything from Costco for you.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Let me know.
I'll ask Camille tonight when I go drop off and stuff, and then,
okay.
And then I'll text you.
Because I go to Bountiful every Friday. I go to have dinner with my mom, and so I meet her at 4:30.
Okay, cool.
So I would go right before then, since I'm
going
to be there anyway, so just let me know. And then I could drop it off after I'm done with my mom.
Did you pay for the granola bars and water for the first one, and do you have a receipt you want to turn in?
I think I have the receipt, yeah. I went and got some. The granola bars were a big hit.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll have to find the receipt. Yeah, I'll look for it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. The next item, discussion of potential wellness programs, including yoga in the park and other ideas. Jane, were you able to talk to your friend?
Yeah, I did talk to Suzette. And we were talking about Suzette and Michelle Davis. And then Suzette was going to look into silver sneakers
for the golf course.
The golf course,
yeah.
And it sounds like Tyler said we could do Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another day of the week, or is it only Mondays?
I don't know. He seemed to think it was more available, though. During the day. The problem is they have tournaments that are sort of at random.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they use that space.
They use, most of them will have a lunch. So,
but if we get in the morning.
But in the mornings.
How soon they set up for those lunches?
Yeah.
How
they,
early?
They could, I don't know, they could probably accommodate.
Okay. Yeah. Because it would be.
The tables are kind of set up, but they can be moved from one side of the room to the other. So.
Okay.
If they needed a space. I'm assuming they wouldn't fill up the entire room.
No, I don't think so.
They could do 20 people, though, without too much trouble.
Like so Suzette was going to put me in contact with the silver sneakers lady. Cause like the one thing is that to get paid, you know, everyone has to get signed up on silver sneakers, and then they get paid through that program.
Hmm.
So she was going to contact me with the silver sneakers gal, and then I need to do a follow-up on that. So let me do that.
What is silver sneakers? I'm sorry, I was ahead of
time. Silver sneakers is it's a program for people over, you know, retired people, and it's just to keep them moving and active, and it's paid for through insurance for a lot of people.
Yeah, for their Medicare supplement.
Yeah.
So if they have a supplement.
Yeah,
often it's included.
But it'll take a little bit to set it up, but it's a really great program, you know, for for older people. So.
And the idea would be they'd walk around the golf course?
No, they would do a class in the
in the clubhouse.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Smart.
Okay.
Yeah.
A bunch of the local gyms have silver sneakers classes.
They have them, but like I know that EOS had it, but then they didn't, and it's kind of not a great time. And but I know VASA is really, there's this good.
Yeah. The rec center has them too.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. Your membership is totally paid for by.
That's great.
I think by silver sneakers.
It would be nice to capture something local for the
people.
They wouldn't have to drive too far.
That's a great idea.
It could be a nice thing.
Were you able to talk to them about doing a one-time class at the health and wellness fair?
Oh, you know what? I spaced on that. What's the date of the Health and Wellness Fair?
August 8th.
I'll follow up on that. August 8th, and what time would we want that class about?
It's from 5 to 8, so something like maybe 6 or 7 o'clock. But we'd have to know ahead of time and advertise, because otherwise I don't think people would be coming prepared for, you know, they wouldn't be wearing the right attire.
Right. What time, or when will the advertising go out for that?
It'll probably, Linda, probably about a month ahead it'll start being, so we got a month. We easily have a month.
Yeah.
So by next meeting we could, okay.
Yeah, by the July meeting when we could talk about it.
Okay. Yoga class. Yep, I'll do that.
Okay. Next item, discussion on upcoming Unity in the Community event logistics. Elisa is
great. Yep. So the Pride event is on Monday, and Juneteenth is the following Monday. That is the day of our regularly scheduled meeting, so I don't know if we want to reschedule that meeting. Members of the committee are not required to come to these events, but your help is welcome. Jeff Scrober, who is on the Parks and Arts Board, he is kind of the chair of this event. He and I will meet there at 4 o'clock, and we're meeting some city staff that we've worked out how they're going to have the park set up. But we have, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 vendors that are coming.
I'm sorry, is this Juneteenth?
This is for Pride. Sorry.
Oh, for Pride.
So just talking, just
next Monday.
Next Monday,
yeah.
For Pride. Jeff and I will meet there at 4 to meet the vendors. We've already been in touch with Public Works about how to set up the space and block off the space. North Salt Lake will have two tables set up, and I think next door to each other is a great idea, unless you have a space that you feel like you'll get more.
I was going to set up with the regular vendors.
Great.
Just to hit more traffic.
Great. So we'll probably be back behind. So this committee does a kids table, and all of you are welcome to come to the kids table and help, but we have rocks that the kids can just paint when they come over, and it's very easy, and kids seem to like it.
It's fun.
Yeah. The event is mostly food trucks with a DJ. So we have a different DJ this year, which I didn't tell you in time, but the first DJ, Rashid, I don't know how to say it, she was not available. So she's on the list that I sent you, but the new DJ is just DJ Naomi.
I think I got that.
You probably did.
I did.
This isn't the first time, but I forgot to be really clear about telling
Eddie's
you.
Between changes and your changes,
yeah,
we've been going back
right.
and forth.
So sorry. Thank you for that.
That's okay.
So I've paid for half of a DJ for some.
For Juneteenth. Yes. This DJ didn't want a deposit. She didn't need a deposit.
So is she going to expect a payment on Monday?
I'll ask her. That's a good question. I don't think she's quite as structured as the DJ.
It's easy to pay after, but
I will ask her and make sure
she
that we do what she
I can also bring. Well, I can't bring a check now, but we could get her a payment pretty quick.
We could probably Venmo too.
I think her invoicing us is fine and doing it formally.
But the Juneteenth. DJ has a good payment system. It goes really fast.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
I don't know what that is, but they figured out how to get money.
I don't know if we're going to go with him next year. I feel like he is inflating his prices. And I feel like I don't want to work with people like that. He has asked us to pay an additional $250 so that he can bring in his own power. And I just don't see any reason why he needs to bring in power, nor does Public Works see any reason why he needs to bring in his own power. But when I said, like, hey, we are, like, running a whole city here, I think the Public Works can provide the electricity you need, he was like, well, then they need to have this, an electrical engineer, to make sure that there's monitoring the power, and you'll have to pay for any equipment that's damaged, which I just feel like, okay, fine, we're paying the fee this time, but I think next year we'll find someone else.
Okay.
Okay, so for Pride, And then what all we do for setting up is the Public Works puts out U.S. flags and Pride flags. They'll set up the North Salt Lake balloon. They'll set up a table with the branding of NSL for the kids' activity.
That's what I was going to ask. So do you guys, have you talked
about?
I'm going to use the plain one.
You know what? You could put the feather flags up next to yours.
Okay.
There's like, I think like four of them. So if you just
like
get
a couple of them.
Yeah.
If I could have two of them, that would work.
I think that would work. And honestly, I'm happy to switch that. If you want us to use the feather flags, I'm happy to do that.
Either way, it'll work. It'll all work out. I'm not too concerned.
I'd like to order another canopy with our logo on it.
We are doing balloons.
We kind of may need more than one.
With lunar balloons. Lunar balloons. That's right. That's the person we always use, right? Trisha? Mm-hmm.
It's not lunar, is it? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
That's
I'm glad you're
she
using
is doing
Trisha.
Balloons.
Okay.
So I have a frame, and we have a white backdrop.
Oh, Lunar Bliss.
Lunar Bliss, that's it. And she's going to just do, like, small on the sides because, you know, her, rightfully so, but her balloon displays are really expensive. I would love to get a drape that goes on the frame that is branded for the city, that we, like a red carpet style, you know, draping for events.
David and I are actually working on that very thing.
Love it.
Even the red carpet part of it.
Oh, very cool.
So just kind of a backdrop with, like, the logo repeated kind of as in a subtle.
Yep. That's all. And that, which is just kind of in the future. So I guess in the clear, nearer future than I thought.
Yeah. May not be here in the next couple weeks, but.
Okay. So I will be there the whole night. If you decide to come, you're welcome. Please just come find me at the kids' table. Stay for an hour, whatever. Just come bring your families for dinner. That's also fine. The goal for these events is that this committee is not staffing the entire event. And this is the second year. And I feel like it's a little bit still of a trial run. Like, there has been a lot of logistical negotiations with the city that has had to happen. But I think moving forward, this event needs to have a community member chair, and that person is coordinating. Now that we have a little bit more clear expectations of, like, vendor expectations, setting up the space and budgeting. So I'm going to put some additional feelers out after this event to see if there is somebody in the community that would want to take this on. Because I don't think running events like this is a key portion of what we do on this committee. I feel like this is hopefully a transitional piece. And the Juneteenth event is, Eddie runs that almost entirely himself, coordinates with the city, but he's doing that himself. Any questions then for the Pride event? Okay, for the Juneteenth event.
Okay, so where is the Pride event?
Also at Legacy Park with food trucks. So there, it's also just food trucks with a DJ and a theme.
Every Monday night out there, we have
Legacy
food
Park.
Trucks
it's
and
11.
Vendors. So these other events, we kind of just do at the same time, and it kind of makes it a win-win because there's already people there.
And what's the time from when to when?
5 to 8.
Okay.
Last year, okay, so for Juneteenth, it's all ready to go. Eddie has mostly coordinated and managed that. That's I feel like, the model of what this should look like, that then there's a community member who really wants to take this on and is doing the heavy lifting, coordinating with the city, who's also doing the lifting.
And what's our goal? What's our main goal for the Pride event and for Juneteenth?
So these came about as a response to both documented low reports of feeling inclusion and connection to the city, and ways to connect to groups in the city that might not feel super connected to the city. So they're very intentionally kept small. We are not looking to create regional events. We're looking to create events in our city among our neighbors who can come out for a themed night at the food trucks. Last year we did four. Well, Juneteenth we did, this is our third year for Juneteenth, and that came out as a response to the state making Juneteenth a state holiday as well. And so as a city, we made it a city holiday and then also did that event. And then last year we did four events, so we did a Pride, we did Juneteenth, we did Pacific Islander, and that one was kind of the least supported, and then Hispanic Heritage or Latino Heritage in the fall. So as a committee, we decided to just keep three of those coming up this next year. And that's the history for now.
Okay. And what's our budget for each one?
It's about $1,000. And not all of them spend that much money, and some of them go a little bit over. Then Eddie has arranged for us to do Good Things Utah again next Monday morning. And I told Brian about that and invited him, but he didn't seem maybe like he really wanted to go again.
I think he's starting at, he's got a, I think he's starting his other job.
Oh, okay. So I can go to that. Is there anyone else on the committee that would like to go do that?
What is it?
So it's a segment. Eddie has a really good relationship with a lot of groups that do, like, they do Black History Month in February, and they go on Good Things Utah and do segments maybe like 8 or 10 throughout the month of February. And so he has a really good relationship with the producers there. So last
Who's
year...
Eddie?
What's that?
Who's Eddie?
Eddie is the community chair over Juneteenth. His name's Eddie Thompson. He lives in Foxborough near us. He lives on Cali Court. And he has taken over planning the Juneteenth event and mostly manages it himself. So if anybody here would like to go, be a part of the segment, you are invited. I am happy to go. I don't need to be on the air if anyone else would like to represent North Salt Lake City, or Ken or Linda, if anyone else wants to go. There's an open invitation. It's Monday morning at 10 a.m. If anyone is interested, get in touch with me and I'll give you the details.
Okay.
You won't have to do much. Eddie's going to be there and he'll talk about the event. They'll probably ask, like they asked Brian last time, like something, I don't remember like what your favorite, no.
And what day? That's also the 10th?
It's on the 3rd.
It's on the 3rd.
Yeah, so it'll be the same night as the Pride event, but that will be in the morning at 10 a.m. But they'll just,
Where's it at?
It's in, like, West Valley area. It's, like, 21st South and about
just
right off 215 at their studio.
Yeah.
So that is going out. I thought we were keeping a local event.
Yeah, one of the things that we talked about last time when we did this is that style and the idea that, like, we are actually advocating for communities around to do the same thing in their community. This is less about inviting you to come to our event than to say, hey, this is something that you could do in your event, and instead we could have these, like, really small community-focused events in cities all across the state.
Oh, so it's to say, this is what we're doing, you should do it too, or you might want to do it too?
Just as as a suggestion.
Okay.
Then, also with the Pride and Juneteenth, the Davis County Immunization Clinic mobile unit will be there for both of those events. And then I also told them about the wellness fair. I don't know if anyone else has already contacted them, but they have that on their radar already.
Yeah.
I just said these are the dates we're thinking about.
Yeah.
And they're like, great, we want to do all of them. So that's on their radar. And then I think that's it. Are there other questions? Things I forgot to say.
Juneteenth is the 10th?
Yes.
Okay. And on that day, do we have like an activity that we can help support at? Like
we're
going to
do the rock painting again.
Same thing. Okay.
Same thing. Yep. It's just very simple. Eddie actually runs a more of a program where he works with the DJ and they do like little dance competition, and like they had Brian come and welcome people. And he has like an agenda that he runs through with the DJ. We don't have that for the Pride event because nobody's taken that on. And I don't feel like this should feel like heavy lifting, both either for the city or for this committee. But if somebody in the community wanted to take it on, they're welcome to. So the Juneteenth one is a little
bit. Are you doing a general plan table
yes.
for both of these?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the last piece would be, do we want to change our meeting for June 10th? I don't think we need to. I will be at that. At the Juneteenth event the whole time, so I wouldn't be able to attend if we keep the meeting on the same time, but I don't think everybody has to attend that meeting, and so.
Well, I was going to bring that up at the end.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Regarding the health and wellness fair, I've got everything organized that, you know, up to this point, and just today I sent Ken and Wendy the list of businesses and talked about the letter. I know of two vendors who would like to come and participate in addition to the health department. So I expect, you know, one or two more, maybe three at the most, because generally we don't get a huge response from the business community. So that's kind of an autopilot. But Mason, I copied you on that email. To Ken, because my term is up at the end of this year, so whomever takes it next year will need that, you know, kind of the information of like what I did and everything. So,
I got it.
So, and that is August 8th. Okay, next, report on discussion on 2024 goals and assignments.
On this one real fast, I know we wrote down talking to Wade family.
Uh-huh.
Is, but they're not on this list. Wade Family Medicine.
Weird. I'll have to look at the original list.
Okay.
So Wendy, when you're doing this, I might be adding Wade Family Medical. It was like 15 pages long. Bountiful Internal Medicine, I wonder if that's them.
Wade Family Medicine?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is Bountiful, because I know they're, I know Wade Family is based in Bountiful. So anyway, I will check on that. Okay. Okay, regarding 2024 goals and assignments, I don't remember what this was going to be about.
I think we would just put the list up on the board and just kind of revisit
and
do a check-in of like, how, where are we? Are we making the progress we want to?
Okay.
Let me see if I can find that.
So if you go to the, yeah, if you just go to the Y drive.
Okay.
Administration and then health and wellness. It should be that spreadsheet. I think it's
this one?
That
this
one.
The
yes.
Most updated? Can everybody read that? And scroll up. That helps.
Okay, the community is the care. We've got that scheduled for September, correct, Chief?
Yeah, well, we have to still give them the date that we wanted.
Okay, yeah, September 25th.
Oh, that's right. You sent it to me. I sent it to them.
Yeah, Everyday Strong, September 25th. And we already had one. Circle of Security, which was done like March and April.
If you'll just email me those dates once more, then I will
make
sure that Kristen Wall has those. But I'm pretty sure she has those.
They're coming to the Pride event as well. They'll have a booth. Most of, well, at least half of the vendors that are coming are mental health resources.
UTA contacted us today to at least their PR firm for one of their projects, and we told them they could also set up a table. So just as a FYI.
At the Health and Wellness Fair or?
No, at both of the,
both
the Pride and Juneteenth.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's that?
UTA.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so next item, review the inventory of existing city open space parks and outdoor assets.
That's
is that done?
No.
No. We're still working on that.
So what's the projected completion date?
That's a great question. I think probably we can be ready to have that on an agenda in the fall.
Okay.
For this meeting.
So can Sherry, can you put on their tentative September meeting? Okay, next, highlight of the trail. That will be done very shortly.
The posting you've been doing has been really great, Linda, for all the things. There's a lot right now.
There's a lot right now.
And they all look really good.
Oh, thanks. It's a busy time.
Yeah.
There it is. Okay.
Do you do all that stuff on Facebook, too? Run that. Looks good.
Thanks. And so this is just ongoing?
Yeah, it's ongoing, but will be completed early July. Okay, collaborate with the health department for use of city facilities. Ken?
I made that call and told them what was available, and she said that they would consider it and get back to us.
Okay, so awaiting response.
Yep. She appreciated knowing our building is available, but didn't have anything in our phone call that she was thinking. thinking of doing. So, but she.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Promote one kind act a day and become a community of kindness. Mason.
So, at the last city council meeting, there was a resolution passed, and Ken actually said a lot of really nice things about it. I felt like I had nothing more to add after what he said. You did a really great job.
Yeah.
And I left that in my car. I brought a copy of it. But
you
like
can email the resolution out to everybody.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
But we've been doing a lot of stuff. There was a initiative we did at Orchard Elementary at the end of their school year, and we've been talking to Foxborough. We're going to follow up with Foxborough again closer to the new school year and try and do a pretty well integrated event, or not event, but just initiative with them as well.
What about the charter schools?
I'd like to get in touch with them. I know there's Spectrum, and I know Adelaide Elementary too. They're not a charter school, but I'd like to talk
Wasatch
to them.
Wasatch Peak.
Wasatch Peak, yeah. Legacy Prep has a lot of North Salt Lake kids, but they're in Woods Cross.
Yeah, they moved. But
they're not kind of over there yet, so we're working on that. Wasatch Peak and Spectrum, okay. And then Adelaide as well. It was a lot of fun at Orchard. We actually did an assembly, and the mayor came, and the teachers' watches were going off saying that the decibel level was too high. The kids were just having blast. It was really loud.
Fantastic.
But we have a community outreach person that goes out and does signs and things, and she was out along Redwood Road.
Yeah,
you know,
you
saw some? Okay.
Today I saw.
Just asking. She got contacted by someone who was really excited. They said they want a sign for their business and their house, and then they said, you should put signs in all the roundabouts in the city. And so I said, I don't know if we can do that, so I wanted to ask if we could put a yard sign in a roundabout. I can only think of two roundabouts.
We only have
Foxborough has.
There's like the one
three.
Over there. That's the only one I can think of, and then the one by Foxborough.
There's several
three.
In Foxborough.
Yeah,
oh, really?
There's at least three.
I got to drive around.
Yeah,
Foxborough.
We haven't been doing signs.
I know. I guess as long as they don't block
the
clear
were.
View
yeah.
or something.
Well,
so I thought I'd.
Well, what happens is
advertising
then everybody
yeah.
thinks they can put their sign in the
fair
roundabout.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All right.
It becomes tough. Especially this time of year.
Yeah.
With all the campaign signs.
Yeah.
We think about, I see them sometimes, I'm like, may I just go put one? But it's like, no, I like to get permission first.
Yeah.
But I think talking to like Burger King and put them on the corners there on their property, that would be great, because that's just the entrance into Foxborough too. Mm-hmm. So back
you
on
could
their
put
place.
Them at the bottom of all of our event signs, because they're on.
Okay.
Approved property.
Oh,
all
those, like,
the big
those ones
foot.
That are out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, as
yeah.
long as I'm not covering up the bottom of it.
Right.
Yeah, they...
Yeah.
There's one in front of the fire station on 1100 North.
There's one in front of Lee's.
Maybe it convinced people not to smash them, because they like, I have to be kind. Smash these events.
Have they gotten smashed?
We've had a couple over the years. Cars have run into them.
Oh,
accidents.
Unintentionally. Okay.
before
or
you,
wind.
Before you stick
oh,
them all
wind
there,
and wind.
Yeah.
Scott.
Why don't you work with me on what you want to post, and we could have our public works folks attach those so that, you know, so they
oh, yeah.
are done by those guys.
That's a good idea.
So, clearly we have so much going on right now, but I love the idea of pushing that a little bit, or at least letting everyone know. The only thing I've done is on the council capsule, I just put that the city council approved that, but maybe this fall we start, you know.
Well, I was thinking the next item is a newsletter. It could be a newsletter. The social media,
yeah.
Three times a year we do a spotlight. I think this would be a good spotlight. Maybe.
Yeah.
I can write something up from the meeting.
That'd be great.
The other night, so that in your next newsletter you could say that the city adopted this as a core value, and here's what it means, and here's what we're doing.
Love it. And then we've been trying to talk to some of the businesses. One of the things too we did was with the trail series, I got feedback back from the Parks Board about, Peter called it the Howdy Principle, just like being nice to each other on the trail. And so that was something we kind of talked about with people in at the beginning of May. We also added a little bit about picking up dog poop on the trail, thanks to your input. You know, being kind to the trail and not leaving so much dog poop.
Yeah.
And just small things like that.
Great.
So So
yeah, hopefully we can make progress on that one.
That's
a really bad problem.
Yeah.
But any other ideas or
maybe
ways we can spread
it? Be kind to our facilities, like the golf course gets vandalized almost every night, and our
really?
Parks are getting vandalized. And
what are they doing?
Everything.
To the golf course.
Yeah, Tyler said the other night that throwing rocks through windows of the snack shack was the last one.
Really?
People
really? Bad damage on that snack shack.
People
and then,
go poop in the holes where the balls land.
Yeah, motorized kids on motorized
bikes
on the greens.
I've seen kids on like razors out on the on the golf course.
That is bad.
It's been
it's
worse this year.
Really?
We just got a letter in the mail about that.
They arrested some kids.
Oh, really?
Well, hopefully the word gets out on that.
And out on one of our parks in Foxborough, they were had dropped big like concrete or some kind of big thing through our slide on one of them, and it's $8,000 to replace
really?
A slide. So we're not going to, but just somehow there's got to be a way to say be kind to our parks, be kind to the
yeah
with our people
yeah
and everything. Yeah.
Okay, next item, the emergency preparedness. Was there any movement on removing that?
No, and I don't think there's a whole lot we need to do on that right now. We had a discussion about it, and I sort of explained that the city, as a city, is doing great on our emergency prep. Like, if we have a citywide emergency, we have lots of preparedness in place. But if the council wants to do an emergency preparedness initiative for individual citizens or residents, that's where we don't really have a program. So
mm-hmm.
We have an emergency preparedness handbook or manual that's on the website, and we have a and so people can access some materials, but we don't really have.
I think, did I send you all a link to that?
An organized program.
Okay.
Can I add to that as well? One thing I took away from the discussion was that the council does still value emergency preparedness and having a community organization around that, but recognizes that it is a massive undertaking that is really beyond the scope of this small group of people. And so what I was taking away and what I kind of wrote in my notes is that we keep emergency preparedness here potentially as a subcommittee of non-voting members that is part that belong to this committee, but they could bring that in that organization if we see community interest, that it's not a problem we need to seek out to go solve, but like if somebody came to us and said, hey, we would really like to start building emergency preparedness in the city, we could welcome them and it'd be great, you're in the new emergency preparedness subcommittee, get organizing, you've got our support, but that it's not something we have to go out and solve.
Well, I don't recall that as being part of the discussion. I mean, but
this was from the city council discussion.
Oh, okay, because when I presented it was just like, okay, ball's in your court.
No,
we're not doing this.
Yeah, this was in a different meeting.
Oh, okay.
Ultimately.
Yeah, so we brought it up in front of city council because I have proposed that we alter the ordinance for our committee to remove emergency preparedness, and it didn't seem like the other city council members wanted to do that. That they still value having it in here, but that they understand it's a really massive scope.
I think everyone on the city council understands we're not really doing much
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
And it's really not this committee's priority.
Yeah.
It never was. It was an afterthought by the council that adopted the ordinance in the first place. So
yeah.
Anyway,
so I felt like there wasn't a lot
of
interest to change it.
I'm not 100% certain what to do about it, really.
But that we don't need to take action on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Is what I took away from that.
Right.
And I think it's the same thing with the CERT stuff. I mean, it's great mm-hmm. for Linda to throw the information out there, but North Salt Lake is not sponsoring that. That's Bountiful. They're paying for, you know, well, you pay
we
to
did
do
offer
it.
To sponsor it, and we had
a CERT training.
We had virtually no interest from residents
yeah.
to do CERT training.
Yeah, and the city pays for it if people want to go to Bountiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they have a very robust program.
Mm-hmm. So. I actually talked to the fire chief. He came to city council last time and asked him specifically about that, like, what is it that Bountiful's doing? Maybe we could replicate here. And he basically said they just have a wide network of volunteers who are working for free, who are running that program.
Yeah.
And we don't have that here.
Right.
And I don't think it's this committee's job to generate that.
here.
Right, and they do it so well, and it's South Davis.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah, he did also say that.
Which
that's
covers.
They'll pull in,
yeah, that's what
yeah,
I was gonna
if
say.
There were to be an emergency.
So when I've shared it, I mean, where you register for those CERT classes is the South Davis Fire District website. So I've just linked them to that because
right.
It does make it seem like it covers our city too.
Has anybody applied for reimbursement for the registration?
I don't think we've had anybody even get CERT trained.
I don't know that we would know.
Yeah.
Well,
nobody's applied.
City would have to.
No, nobody's applied.
The city would do the reimbursement.
Yeah, I'm saying I didn't advertise any kind
have.
Of reimbursement.
I think you did last year.
Yeah.
Did we say
I think
that
you did last spring.
I think
yeah.
I remember that.
That we would
uh-huh.
reimburse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In
but some
then
posts.
Nobody signed up for, or at
the
least
newsletter.
Didn't come back and say, hey, I signed up. Give me, can I get my money?
David's going to put feather flags at the park on Saturday.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, social media newsletter.
People.
3 times per year, prepare a newsletter spotlight.
Do we
haven't done any newsletter spotlights, have we?
I've been failing at that.
Well, Linda does a lot of great
yeah.
newsletter spotlighting, and I don't think any have been authored from this committee.
Remind me, what were we spotlighting specifically?
Amenities, parks.
Outdoor amenities with health and wellness activities or scheduled events. You've done a lot of posts, but not... I don't think newsletter.
You'll all be getting this one in the mail in the next day or two. We actually are doing one. So this, and it's got all events, all everything in here.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
I was gonna say,
well,
I guess
the
if there's something
one that we're gonna do right
specific
away.
That
okay.
you want.
We'll do one on the health and wellness fair in July.
Yeah, because
so
every event I try and include
right.
in those. So
I don't think we're behind on that one though.
We just have more events during the summer.
I do think all of our events are advertised with Linda.
Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, they are. Yeah. It's just not specifically in the
yeah.
newsletter. So.
Not always in the newsletter.
Are we going to be
okay,
sending this
so
out every
so should we change this to say newsletter
like
slash social
year?
Media?
Yeah.
Probably 3 a year. We used to send them in the utility bills every month, but most people are on automatic
yeah.
pay, so they weren't sending
yeah.
out of
yeah.
it.
Okay. Promote the wellness survey, which was, I think, well promoted. Has anybody heard what kind of response we got?
It wasn't as high as our first year, which is actually expected. They called survey fatigue because we were so close to the last session of data collection. But we got a sufficient number to reach our goals. The threshold they were telling us, I think it was like 275 or something,
and
we're
got
in the like
400
something.
The first
great.
Year we did it was 650
yeah.
or something.
Yeah,
and this
so
one was
not
four.
As high, but we're
yeah.
in the great range, and
yeah.
well, we should get those results actually pretty soon. Charlie, she was saying
yeah.
like early summer, so
that's exciting.
Anytime, yeah.
She'll probably come to a meeting again. I would guess right?
probably.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay,
right.
So the explore health and all policies and all city ordinances, plans and policies. So did Kevin or Andy Wong come and present, or
no,
is it
so
still in the works?
This is still in the works, and it's still a topic of active collaboration. One thing that we have talked about is as the city is collecting information for their new master plan, that this likely could be a component of the new master plan. And so that's kind of still in the collecting of data phase.
I don't think we're going to do a health and wellness element of the general plan, however.
But
so
it will.
That's an idea, but I don't, we're not, we are, we're not, we didn't contract with our consultant for that. I think we can find a place for
with active transportation
some goals
stuff.
And policies that definitely
yes.
relate to wellness of the community, like our trails, our parks, our active transportation.
And I've
so
definitely communicated to them that we want, as we look at the general plan and our policies and goals, that we do it with the mind of health and wellness for the citizens
yeah.
so that, you know, there can be key things in each one of the categories that say in you know, support of health and wellness of our citizens, we support this active transportation or these parks or whatever, you know.
We've talked about putting mileage markers in the town center, so if somebody wants to walk a mile or 2 miles or something, you know, they'll know how to do that.
It's kind of fun.
In Hatch Park too. So the problem with this, there's not a problem with it. I shouldn't say it that way. The hard part about this goal is that it's not really a measurable goal, and so I might have a different opinion about whether it's being met than someone else, because it's sort of I think it's going to be met by the existent, by the planned general plan elements, but you guys might disagree. And there's no really way to say, okay, we've done this.
The conversations are happening. I think that's the real work that matters.
That's right. And so I feel pretty confident the general plan's gonna address that.
Yeah.
Okay, next, work with other city board and committees for the creation of events such as food drives in support of existing food pantries. Elisa?
I don't think any action has moved forward with this. The Youth City Council works closest with food access. They do a food pantry once a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every month.
Yeah, which is a lot.
Really?
They're volunteering at the food pantry.
Really?
For the fourth Tuesday of every month, it's out at the Moda Apartments in Foxborough. They go with the
That's the name,
pantry.
The new name, Moda. Mm-hmm.
Shoreline Moda.
We were just trying to think
weird.
Of that
shoreline?
Today.
The shores of the
Great
Salt
Lake.
Okay.
I think that must be what they're doing.
So
which did you say, fourth Tuesday?
The fourth Tuesday of every month.
Okay. So basically, we're just monitoring and making sure that that's happening. And if, you know, being a safety net in case they need us.
Yeah, I think this is another goal that is similar to the wellness ordinance or plan, where I think the conversation and awareness is the work that matters, and it might not be, you know, a specific event, but that, like, we are talking, and then as you also connect with your committees that you're associated with, if they have ideas, if you hear of ideas, this goal allows us to be on our radar as something that matters, but again, we don't need to keep creating something new for everything. I feel like the scope of what we're doing.
And
well,
you've been putting
easily
posts
spiral
out about the YCC and the I've seen those. So.
I've also shared that there's a North Salt Lake food pantry too, and I don't know if we talked about that, but to get the word out that they also take donations and have a facility right here in North Salt Lake.
The other thing too is the issue of WIC access through the health department.
It's not a full strike.
Is you know.
Food access.
Not
no,
just
it's
not just food pantries, but
by a thousand cuts.
You know, I'm hoping that the health department will act on this opportunity to meet with people here, because
it would
be nice
really
if
cool
they
resource.
Could have a WIC clinic or something, right?
Right. Yeah. If
to get
they
people signed up
twice a month or something.
You
like
know
that
what,
at different
Linda?
Times.
Foxborough Elementary and I think Adelaide are free lunch program summer schools.
Oh, really?
And the district will host on that. And when I get it, I will share it to you. But that would be a great thing to share to the community as a resource of food access.
Yeah. There was one year that they actually came and brought lunches to Hatch Park as part of their program, which was
interesting.
That
might have been, was that the COVID year, 2020?
No.
Because they sent the bus around through Foxborough.
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
Yeah.
It was so cool. They like an actual school bus, and then they just stopped on the corner. Kids could come up, and they just handed out sack lunches.
Great.
It was
just
really?
Say Foxborough Elementary.
Foxborough is one, and I think Adelaide is as well. But I will confirm that, and I will send it to you. So no action until I forward that to you. But that's just a great way of advertising food access.
Okay. Next, explore resources and plans to address homelessness and housing stability. We have that's our next agenda item, so let's put a pin in that for just a moment. And then creation of a resource document with links to be placed on the city's website related to addiction recovery resources. Linda, I sent you an email with a whole bunch of links.
Yes.
Did you see that?
I can't remember if I've already put those on or plan to, but...
Okay.
I thought I saw an email where you sent us a link.
Anyway.
Can you
we'll
check on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Linda will follow up.
And if you need me to resend that email, I'm sure I can find it.
I can find it too.
Because it was something that I had, was it KSL, somebody already had it.
Right.
It had a ton of resources linked. So why reinvent the wheel?
Yes, exactly.
You know, just make sure all of those are underlined. Okay. So personal wellness, coordinate, or annually coordinate with city committees or boards to solicit feedback. So we're sort of ongoingly doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we need to really discuss that right now. Then the combine the committee activity with Cities Night Out Against Crime, that's already going on, and the unity in the community events is going on. So I think we're pretty good now. Okay, next, review and discussion of the homelessness presentation.
So this, I'm thinking, will take 20 to 30 minutes as a discussion, and we might want to table it for next time. Do we have many agenda items for next time?
Not that I'm aware of.
I think that we maybe should do that, but there's one exception. And the reason I want to take that amount of time is I think this is an important issue. So we had Wayne Niederhauser come, and he presented to City Council, and he had a really interesting presentation that's what I want to include when we go next time. He gives the slides for that. But one of the pieces that he really emphasized is that homelessness is a community level problem, and solutions should be at the community level. There are solutions that come at the individual level, but that really there are things to do at the community level, and I think that is the work that this committee should be considering. So I brainstormed a list of ideas what could we as a committee or as a city do, we can talk about those next time. But there is one that I did want to bring up now, because I think we can take some action between here and there, which is increase our support and advertising for foster parents within the city. And what we can do is simply invite Utah Foster Care Foundation to come to the Pride event and have a booth, or come to Juneteenth, or come to the Legacy event, or Legacy Days, what is it, the June 29th? What's that first one called?
It's like
Liberty Fest.
Yeah,
sorry,
Liberty
thank
Fest.
You.
And you know Governor Cox?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was
going
to say, I just saw their post.
So this is an organization that's near and dear to my heart. I've worked with them, it's been a couple of years, but that was my first job out of college, and I worked there for 8 years. And the idea that, like, when a family is in struggle, for their kids to be able to stay in the community is really helpful for their well-being and to prevent, you know, some of these stories that slip into being unhoused and homeless. So with that, I would love to just invite the Utah Foster Care to these events, unless there's any. Okay, great. I will do that. And then I have a list of other things that we can talk about, some things that we're already doing. I'm thinking maybe putting together a document that we have as a city that just says, hey, these are kind of some of the actions we've taken to address homeless issues, just as a policy document to say, like, this is the work we're doing, and it's already, these are the resources we have. And some of them, like, for example, North Salt Lake City wages are great, and I feel proud about our city that we do not try to nickel and dime even our hourly employees. That is an effort to help prevent homelessness and help to support economic security for people. Like, that can be listed in our policy of, like, we support, you know, wages that people can live on instead of nickel and diming people. Anyway, so that is part of the conversation, but I think we should table the rest of that for next time.
I do have a question, and I just bring it up now because it might take some research. Is there, like, a state grant program or anything like that that the city can tap into in order to have, like, emergency funds, so if a family is about to be homeless because they can't pay their rent or whatever, that they can get a one-time grant to pay their rent for a
month? That's a great question. Yeah.
You know, and obviously it would be limited. We might have enough for 10.
Yeah. One of the ideas that I had that's on my list is kind of a lease or landlord negotiation information space on the city website that's like, hey, if you are having a hard time with your landlord, if you're not able to make your rent, here are some resources. And maybe a grant program from the state would be like, hey, here is what you can do. Or if people, you know, I don't know if the city ever gets calls about, you know, if they're not able to pay the rent and their landlord is threatening eviction. I don't know. Do you know if city ever, they don't, you're not getting those calls.
I don't know about you guys down in police, but I'm not aware of it.
Yeah,
they don't.
We get calls sometimes for utility assistance, which we do.
Yeah, Yeah, and those kinds of things I think could be listed on like our, this is the policies that we have, and these are the resources we can share. I think a lot of those resources will likely come through police interaction, because I think that that's the direct line.
And the sewer district is going to be significantly raising the rates shortly. There's a big hearing on it. So you might get more questions about that.
Yeah.
Mistakes.
Or pun intended.
I met our sewage sommelier today, the one that the city or the district has hired. She lives in Foxborough, and it's her job to go out and sniff around whenever she gets a report.
I like that you call her a sommelier.
I do. I think that's hilarious. I mean, I'm the only one who calls it that. No one else is calling it that with me.
That's just her official title.
She's been doing it for a couple months now.
But she wants a raise, so
and so she every time somebody submits a report, she's supposed to go out immediately and confirm the report.
So I mean, one of the things that I think has been happening is the public is so fatigued by it that no one's reporting it anymore.
I agree.
They're just complaining on social media.
Because people are not calling us anymore.
Yeah. I don't think that people realize if they call it, anything will be done.
I think that's what's happened. Yeah, I think they learned that over time.
Yeah, nothing has been done.
I had never occurred to me to call. I'm like, what control do I have over it? So. Yeah.
Well, there's a website. The problem is that it's so buried at the bottom of the Facebook feed that to go find, I mean, I read that trail all the time, and I think it was about 2 weeks ago. I was like, "Whoa,
it was
really bad." But I'm like, "Oh."
But the only way the sewer district's going to take it seriously now is if they have a lot of data and a lot of complaints about the smell.
Then people need to realize that they can call. Because I mean, I've been like, I didn't realize we could do anything.
And people in South Foxborough all know that there's a website.
Yeah.
It's just, it's easier to get on Facebook and complain.
I don't even see it on Facebook anymore.
Yeah,
it has
pretty
been
rare.
It has been, but it's
not like it was for a while there. I think people have fatigued and feel helpless.
Yeah.
Like, why bother?
I mean, people told us at the general plan meeting
that
they were just completely frustrated.
Yeah.
They said, look, we call the district, and they come out and they say, we don't smell anything.
Yep.
So what can they do if the smell is really strong?
They can put covers, they can put filters. There's a lot. My husband was a director of public works in the Chicago area, and their sewage treatment plant, like ours, was like out in the boonies, and then homes were all built around it.
I think we're going to have to start going to sewer district meetings and getting up in front of the board and saying, you have not solved this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the public is too defeated to tell you, but we get random reports about
We all know it's bad.
We all know it's bad. It's bad on certain days when the air pressure is different or it's blowing the wrong way.
Yeah.
And the people who live down there on the south end of Foxborough, I can imagine they probably have a hard time selling their homes.
I'm sure that's a factor.
Because some days you would not be able to have your windows open at all.
I had a guy tell me he can't go outside.
Yeah.
It's like I can't walk in my neighborhood. It makes
terrible.
Me nauseated to walk. It's a really bad smell.
Yeah.
So that sewer plant is in North Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And what all does it service? What areas?
South Davis County.
All of how much of South Davis?
It's one of two plants that serve the five cities in South Davis. So Bountiful, Centerville, Woods Cross, West Bountiful, and us.
Do we have the latest technology to keep the smell down? Do they need to invest?
They did when they built it.
It didn't smell until they added the food digesters.
The
sewer plant was there for however many years until they added the
assured the city would not have smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, they added a process about 8 or 9 years ago to process organic food waste.
Hmm.
And
how was it being processed before that?
It wasn't.
Not at that site.
Yeah.
So they process it. It creates methane and it creates a helpful algae for the sewer plant.
So it's
good for the sewer plant. But they thought they were going to have all these byproducts and be able to get rid of food instead of putting food waste in the landfills and stuff like that. So,
oh,
it was a private public joint venture.
In California. Mm-hmm. It's done all over.
Hmm.
So it's
kind of like biodiesel.
Yeah, it's environmentally friendly. And
I have no idea why they can't control.
Yeah, why is it not working if it Is it working?
Really good
places?
Question. that's the problem, and they also don't know why.
I actually think the smell is from. So what happens is, there's a sludge that's created,
mm-hmm.
and it's put into this containment area that's about the size of a couple of football fields, and they do that to dry it out, and then they'll pick it up and take it somewhere for a final disposal. When they do that, they disturb it, and it really smells terrible.
I've noticed it a lot at night.
Yeah.
Is that when they're moving it?
I don't know.
I feel like when
I don't really know what the problem is. That's what.
Yeah.
That's one occasion where I've noticed
mm-hmm.
when they stir that stuff up,
mm-hmm.
it's really terrible.
Mm. Makes sense.
There may be other times, though. I mean, I have no idea.
And, you know, if people's sewage bills are going to double.
People are not going to be happy with the smell.
Exactly. It'll be like, we're paying double and you've done squat. Now, I recognize they've spent probably $100,000 or something doing some stuff, but it hasn't really.
It's not working.
Yeah, it's not working.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. And so people are going to say, seriously?
Yeah.
It's totally.
Anyway, that's an issue that.
Yeah.
I think
the city's going to get involved in here soon.
Good.
Because
it's
just really terrible.
It is terrible.
Okay.
Do you have a
I don't know how we got on
that
subject.
Employee?
I do. Do you want me to send it
to you? Yeah, would you send it to me? Thank you.
Okay. Discussion on feedback from other committees. Does anybody have anything to add to that? Okay. We'll move on. City Council update. Do you have anything, Elisa, or has that already been embedded?
So that the health and wellness ordinance discussion I wanted to talk about. The other bit that we've been talking about, and it's, I don't know how, health and wellness is really broad. So this is a transportation issue and active transportation. There is no bus service in Foxborough, and a lot of planning and development that is happening is in support of active transportation, but that is a really hard ask for people who live in Foxborough who do not have an option to ride a bus. And there is UTA on demand, but that is not equivalent service.
That's why I'm hoping that whatever they're setting up their table out here, they must be doing some kind of feedback. So I
asked Allie about what Ted had told us about the UTA putting it on the long range plunge. And so she's done a little research. Looking at their long range plan, UTA moves 2050. It shows a highlighted in light blue route on the map below as being proposed. This route is the 479 route, which will connect Lakeview Hospital to Bountiful to the Front Runner Station in Windcross and then out to tracks on North Temple in Salt Lake. The bus would come every 30 minutes. This is slated for phase one of the long range plan, which is 2023 to 2032. So I don't know, that's just what she's
wide.
Yeah,
that's
so
helpful.
Far.
But
does
so
it
I
go down
so
Redwood?
Yes.
I'm guessing that's where it would go, yeah. So I, just as a report back, Ted and I talked about that the city council might choose, or individuals on the city council might choose to be voicing more actively with UTA. This needs to be a 2023 side instead of the 2032 side of their planning. So
yeah.
I'm glad, I'm thrilled that they have a plan. When I originally started talking to them, they said there were no plans to bring a bus back to Foxborough ever. So,
it used to be there. So
last yes, and then it got canceled at COVID
me.
When people
yes.
were not using buses.
Please.
And so up until COVID, there was a bus, and then it.
Yeah, she just barely sent me that this afternoon.
Okay.
That's
so
great. That's exciting.
I'll forward this to you, Ken.
Okay, thanks.
So I do think active transportation is in line with what we do here. So I'll just, if there's anything more to update about that, I'll bring it back as well.
So I think
do
we just
have
keep
a transportation committee, or I mean, this is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make the connection between public transportation and health and wellness.
Just active transportation activity, wellness, walking, biking, and getting around the city without using the car.
I mean, but the bus isn't walking or biking.
It allows you to get around the city without using the car. And if you use the bus, you'll probably be doing some walking or biking unless, like, it's very rare for a bus to be, like, destination to destination. So part of the planning that the city council is doing is looking at how do we have a system throughout the city where people could get around and about the city without cars in active transportation.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a task item for this committee, just as part of a city council report back. Like, these are topics that we're talking about at city council that are maybe crossing over in some ways with this committee.
Okay. It just seemed like transportation would go somewhere
Seems like
else.
A stretch for our committee.
It seems like a stretch.
Yeah.
Is it something you wouldn't want me to bring up as a topic? Because it's not a task item. It's just sharing of information.
Oh, I think sharing of information is great. I'm just trying to make the connection between public transportation, health, and wellness. I'm just struggling with that one. So, you know, just ask them a question.
Yeah. Okay. Committee member business. I don't have anything. Does anybody else have anything that we haven't already covered? Okay, I'll take that as a no. Discussion on agenda and schedule for next meeting. So we're very close to the time of when our June meeting would be. I don't feel a need to have one. Does anybody else feel like we need to have one in June? I feel like we're...
As a non-voting member, I concur.
Yeah, okay. So our next meeting will be July 8th, Monday, July 8th?
I won't be here. I'll be out of town.
Okay.
Just for the quorum.
Yeah. Okay. July 8th. So, Wendy, Jane will not be here. So, we'll have to make sure either Chase or Corey is here. Okay, and then we'll add the homelessness discussion to the agenda. It sort of seems like that will be the predominant topic for the meeting.
And I wonder, I don't feel like this is time sensitive. I think it's an important conversation to have, but I don't feel like it's time sensitive. And the city has a lot going on that week.
Okay.
If we want to, I think last year we skipped our July meeting. Do you remember?
No.
I wonder if we even just skip.
There were a number of meetings where.
Oh yeah, that's right.
People
and
didn't
actually,
show up.
We should have a meeting before the health and wellness
yes.
fair. So
yeah.
No, okay, yeah.
I
so
think
let's.
The
I actually
should
think
be
the
8th
is okay. It's after
fair.
Liberty Fest.
Okay.
From a staff standpoint, I think we'll be.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Yes. So
most people are recovering.
We'll be tired, but we'll be okay.
You might be recovering.
We'll be recovering.
Do
yes.
you, Sherry, have the slides that
uh-huh.
Wayne brought? Okay. Great. Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have them.
Okay, so that's all we have, unless anybody has anything to add. Okay, so my action items are to send the chief the Everyday Strong dates, which is September 25th from 7 to 8:30 p.m., and I will check on Wade Family Medical for the distribution list.
So I'm feeling like yoga in the park. If our next meeting isn't till July, it's probably not going to happen this.
Well, but you can let me know because I can, myself and Linda.
So just work between.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can include it in like the agenda and make sure I plan for a space. And that's really the bigger thing, the advertisement and setting aside a space for it.
Okay. Sure.
So.
Or we can make it a fall thing and introduce it at the August 8th wellness fair.
That might be
that's
a good
with
idea.
One class. You
that's
know,
probably
do,
a
do the one class
do
and then say, okay, we'll have six
through
classes.
Through the fall or
through
something,
fall,
yeah.
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 Every Monday night or something.
That's a good
okay.
idea.
Yeah,
we
that
could,
is a good
we
idea.
Could do yoga at the food truck night from August to Labor Day or something like that.
Okay.
I mean, it's just not.
No, for Everyday
yeah.
Strong,
okay.
right?
Yeah.
It is there.
That takes a little pressure
okay.
off.
So you don't even have
yeah.
to. It's already,
okay.
she's already
yes.
confirmed.
You've already got that.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Just start.
Yeah. Is Suzette, was it Suzette teaching? Would she be the
she's, yeah, I've asked her, and then there's a gal, Michelle Davis.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She's busy.
Yeah.
Delayed the
yeah.
But
she's
good.
Yeah.
So great.
But Michelle has a little more time. She might, maybe Michelle will just do it.
Yeah,
I'll talk to her.
That's great.
But
yeah,
Jane,
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Jane, even if we just, like, if they want to have a booth at the Health and Wellness Fair.
Okay.
To
that's a good timeline to shoot for.
Yeah.
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 So,
okay.
A
little more realistic.
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
We can adjourn now.
All right.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You might want to take a water with you. I'll just put them back in the fridge. If you're out.
No,
thanks for putting them on.
Right.
Thank you.
You guys probably have better water than food club water.
No.
This is cheap. This is cheap government water.
This is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody else.
Yeah.
I'll be stopping by the gym.
You know what
price.
You can do with water bottles?
What?
Is you can over-label.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're telling me about
with
that.
With the next.
Oh, yeah.
You know, event. What the next Trail Series thing is. And a QR code on there.
You're just full of ideas.
Oh,
I've
yeah, this is a good one.
It's a little tight timeline right now, but like Linda could like just make a quick thing with the